Every disease that ever touched human body, Jesus healed it. He didn't heal everybody, but he healed people from every disease. I don't care what it was. I don't care how bad it was. They called him crazy, epileptic. I don't care. It was, you hear the young man that was being thrown in the fire, in the water, and you hear all kinds of stuff went down, but none of them stood up in the presence of Jesus and said, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm staying right here. No, they got out of there. And why am I saying that? I'm trying to tell you that's who we are. Amen. The church got to get the revelation. We are the body of Christ. Yes. And the Lord has said to me and through other and the reason you said, why we're not walking it? Because nobody, you find hardly few people to teach it. When we start talking about depths in the realm of the spirit, you don't find too many people teach that. You find a few. And you know, you can get people real excited about money and natural things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I find that on the list where God say, I add those. But I find out where he said, when you walk in this kind of power, you walk out there and tell that dead man, get up and walk. He did it. He walked to that place. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. He said, Lazarus. He called him by name. Lazarus.
Yes, Lord.
Come forth.
Yes.
He came out of that. You know, that wasn't supposed to happen because you can tell the way they were seeing. Yes. So when he asked where you put him, she said, he'd been dead for 4 days. And by this time, he's stinking like that's supposed to mean something to God.
Preach, Bishop.
That's who we are. But we hadn't walked in it yet. When one or two people begin to walk in it, everybody else call them crazy. But that's the norm. That's the way we should live. Hallelujah. But we just go stick our toe in the water, but we never go out into the deep. I remember we went on that cruise, and only God and Cora could get me on another one. She had to be pleading real strong, and God know he can talk. But I enjoyed it, the part I did. But I'm telling you, out there, I don't know how deep that water was or is, and I didn't try to find out. But when I looked out that little cabinet that we was in, the little room we was in, all I could see were water and sky. Water and sky. I couldn't see trees, birds, nothing. And how deep, I don't know how deep it was, but I know one thing. It was water and sky. It was something down in that water. There's some deep things in God. And I am endeavored to let my line down tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you how to get there, how we get there. And sometimes when you're fishing, when you're doing stuff and look like it ain't working, you look like a fool. I can't tell you how many times I looked and felt like a fool, but I'm beginning to see it pay off. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
There's some things the Lord instructed me to do, and some of the things I held off, now I'm going to turn them up because I see I shouldn't have been on my brakes. I should have been on the accelerator. All right. How you found? Let's read our text again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I'm going to read it from two different translations. One is from the NIV and the other from the King James. And I want y'all to listen real close. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. You know, so many people. And I pray that their hearts would turn to the Lord. And so many people allow other people to offend them, thing that goes on in the church offend them. And one of the things we ought to do, we ought to be as loving as we possibly can. But you just got to know you got ugly folks in the midst of you. Amen. And somebody going to say something or do something, then you pop up and run off and you all upset because what they said, and you just missing out on what God has for you. I thought about the choir, and of course I'll talk to you later, but I thought about the choir. We'll jump in there and sing a little while, and then time a little opposition. You got to make a little commitment. We gone again, sitting at the house. And that's all through the body of Christ. You know I'm telling the truth. You ought to get somewhere and just stay. What if I were like that with my pastor and preaching? Time y'all in that right. Half of y'all show up and the rest of you don't show up. And I run to the house and pout. I ain't coming out tonight. How would that encourage y'all? What's wrong with it? Didn't you know I asked the same question? But I'm supposed to do it, you know. Yeah, he pastor, he bishop. Just forget that. What about a commitment? I know people and stuff ain't committed to anything. But listen to this. Therefore, if anyone, this is the NIV. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ. Therefore, if who? Anyone is in Christ. The new creature has come. The new creation, excuse me, has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Are you in Christ? Amen. Are you sure? Amen. Well, the new creation has come. We are a new creation. There's never been a creation of mankind like this one. And I'm going to try to stay out of my Sunday message, but it's so tied in, I may preach Sunday and Wednesday night. But look at the King James now. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ. Did y'all hear what that said? Therefore, if who? Amen. That qualifies you, and that qualifies me, because I can be an any. That includes me, any. He is a new creature. He is. Who said that? Who said that? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Who said that? God said that. Now, who's arguing with that? Who has the audacity to say, no, here come your feeling. I don't feel like I'm saved. Are you in Christ? Well, I messed up the other day and I slipped out and I said, damn. Are you saved? Jesus got rid of the damn.
Yes, he did.
So you could be a new creature.
Hallelujah.
Can I just talk to y'all to preach the gospel tonight? Damn ain't strong enough to get you out of Christ. Listen to what I'm saying now, so you don't think I'm up here cussing. Because we're going through your mind. Any man that's not in Christ, he's already damned.
That's right.
But when you get in Christ, you're no longer damned. Condemn what he's talking about.
Hallelujah.
He said the old things what? Are passed away. What I used to be is gone.